Here we go.
There we go.
Cocaine is back. Sexy McDonald's burglar.
Makeover.
Rock eater. Child abuse.
Todd alert.
Episode 18, Jade abuse. Manners, you're up.
I'm up. I'm ready. And I'm pumped. Let's do this. Episode 17.
18.
18.
18th elephant.
Let's do this.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Where's that cocaine? Cocaine, need a cocaine.
I need a fix. Need a fix. Hey, do you want a line? Do you want a line, Charlie?
I'm ready.
I think I shoot the destiny. Look at the spikes. Would you like some Jim Beam?
Beam time.
Daniels. Oh,
I think Mr. Daniels is...
You've grown accustomed to a bit of Daniels now, haven't you?
You have to stay balanced, mate.
I like your balanced nature. We do need... I thought you were bringing... Jim Beam.
I was going to wait until we exhausted what we had.
Yeah, I think this is.
If we have too many bottles,
it just makes us look more professional, mate. Yeah. Just say one.
Yeah.
There you go. There, that'll be all. Because we've still got plenty of seed there. Annoys me that they say seed. No, oh, I thought he was drinking out of that. For a moment, I thought he was drinking my whiskey bottle. I thought, what type of magic trick is that? Like he switched the bottles over.
Oh, switcheroo.
I'm waiting.
He's waiting.
Episode 18, man.
He's waiting.
I'm ready. I like it, mate. I don't know if I prefer maple. I mean, I prefer Jim Beam to anything else anyway. Anyway, welcome everybody. Episode 18 of Jade Views. We are back once again. I am wanking my cock off into your ear and ejaculating the goodness that you've come to expect and love from this show. I am Walter Mellons.
And I am Sir Tony Rampage.
Is it the third or the ninth? Or
it's just Sir Tony Rampage.
Yeah, you've got a bogey that's just... gradually just slipping.
That's fine, I had chicken in my deep rattle today, so I won't really worry about it.
Do you want some tissue? No. Have you got it? Do you eat your bogies?
No, I tend to wipe them under people's chairs.
I eat my bogies, I do. I do that as well. You know, if you're a bus or a trainer, you just like rubbing it all over, and then when somebody comes...
Or in a public place, and...
And you know, the worst is, you know, if you've got a cold, and your nose is streaming,
yeah.
And you end up rubbing it on stuff and people. I once, this woman... who sat next to me was on the tram. She had a very, very big coat, and I ran out of diggers, and I was like, into the side of it. I never recommend doing that. But you did a nice intro, mate.
Yeah,
you know, we got to.
I'd be a bit shouty, and
I was sitting there, and I was waiting. I was like, go on, go. We might pull out in the intro as well because it just makes it look bigger and broader. Now. You know, the audience don't know because we record the shows every week.
Live every week.
And episode, I'm trying to think of the show, episode 16 was actually done by a stunt double of mine. And that's why it was pretty shit, to be fair, you know, because it wasn't very talkative. It was pretty quiet because I was away on holiday.
You have a nice holiday, mate?
It was a mixed bag.
It
was a mixed bag. There was some good stuff. There was some loose good stuff. Now, I went to Norwich. I was waiting for the joke. I thought you'd take a joke straight away. I went to Norwich. Norwich, for people that don't know, Norwich is
I was more thinking, do I say, why would anyone want to go there? Or, Webfeet.
Norwich is like the backside of England, isn't it?
It's like,
sort of the rump part of the thingy. But it is one of the most beautiful...
South Alabama.
It is one of the most beautiful places. But it does have some issues, okay? Now, some of the issues are, for example, driving conditions, okay?
Yeah.
The roads are all terrible. Now, the people on the roads, if it's a 50, they will do a 40. If it's 30, they do 20. If it's 60, they'll do 50. If it's 70, they'll do 10. It's just the way... Honestly, it is the worst. I've never overtaken so many cars in all of my life because of... And it's all full of old people.
Oh, that's the reason we go there is because they're old.
And it's either... I don't mind it because usually old people are quiet. You know, and I quite like people.
They're very rowdy parties.
But they just the way they drive is just, it does my vagina in. It really does my vagina in. And as you quite rightly pointed out, Webfeet. Now, for people that don't know.
Good for swimming.
Very good for swimming. ducks love Webfeet. I mean, they've been kicking them things for a long time. But it does have one problem. I think a good thing, actually, is the better side of Norfolk. The breeding that happens in Norfolk, there's a lot of incest. There's a lot of people mating with tomatoes and turnips and things. They like to fuck turnips.
And horses.
And usually the offspring that are generated from such a thing are... How can I describe... Disabled. There's no other way to put it. These people are disabled. And
or some people like to use tarred.
Tarred. I do understand this is another episode where I'm speaking of the tards. It's not always going to be about tards. I do have a sexual fetish of tards. I've never seen...
It's just every other episode, which is your episode, is tard.
You're just jealous. But the thing is, it's like I've never seen pornography with two Down syndrome people getting it on. Does this pornography exist?
Do we just Google it while you jealous?
Google it now. I'm generally...
You keep talking.
Look for Down syndrome pornography.
Press the right app on my computer.
The thing is, there is quite a few of these people around. And, for example, I went into this one shop, and it was we have charity shops in the UK, which is basically people donate things and people buy them. The stuff is usually cheap, isn't it? It's like £1, £1.
They have Down syndrome porn videos on Pornhub.com.
I don't believe it.
She's not got Down's.
She's not got Down syndrome.
None of these people have Down's.
That's Sophie D, isn't it? No, she's not got Down's.
These all got irritable bowel syndrome.
They don't have... Yeah, it does say irritable bowel...
That's all it's come up with, is irritable bowel syndrome and tight vaginas.
This is my point. I don't think there is many Down syndrome...
I will protest. I will go to the second page. And then I go to the toilet.
You would then go to the toilet.
Girl with two vaginas.
Do you need to take China syndrome? What is China syndrome?
Do you know what China syndrome is?
I love the fact this show has just turned into pornography.
Pornography talk. Ah, Jade Abuse.
It's all a bit of the same, isn't
it? Here we go. Handicap sex.
No, but that's missing.
That was retard. No, there's retard.
There is a search.
That's retard. Handicap. Wrong. She's fat.
Actually, one of the best sex porns I ever saw was this really hot, attractive redhead, and she was fucking a guy in a
wheelchair. None of these people are in wheelchairs or anything. He's got half a leg.
No, I don't need... I can't eat if I see
very hot redhead riding handicap man.
I think that might be the one. Yeah, I think she's money, mate. I really do think she's money. 426,000 people have viewed this video, and I've
got 83%
approval rating. You can always
it's loaded now. Here we go.
I often when I search for my pornography. Oh yes. La Crida Films. Why does it say oink? Presenta.
Mexico.
Justio Chiaro di Prodio.
Wheelchair man.
Prodi retard. I don't think
this... But he doesn't look very disabled. I was going to comment. I'm going to skip that.
Skip it forward a bit. No, I don't think it's the one, no. No.
It's not very good.
No. It's also being filmed with a... No, yeah, she's hot, though. Yeah, that's the one, look.
She's hot, though.
Seriously, dude, she is fucking hot.
But I want to know what point is she handicapped.
No, the dude in the wheelchair is handicapped, you...
Yeah, at what point? Because I can plainly see a hand and two legs.
Yeah, but if there's people in wheelchairs that they can't use the legs.
Ah, oh, I see. There's a wheelchair. Look. He's wearing socks.
Do you know what it is? It's because your thing is skipping. Look, it's your internet connection. I recommend going home and viewing it with your.
I don't really want to view it at home.
I think she's money. I really do. But the point is,
handicap porn.
No, but no. But this is handicap porn. This is people.
They have Down syndrome.
No, he has missing appendages. His appendages aren't working. What I'm talking about is the people that are kicking the Down syndrome. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, keep talking, and I'm going to find Down syndrome porn.
Anyway, went into this shop, and first thing I noticed in this
shop... Most of the girls in this page are money.
It's distracting. Anyway, walks into this shop. First thing I see is the cashier, okay? Now, this cashier has Down syndrome, which is fantastic. He's brilliant. I purchased a very nice piece of artwork. And the thing that blew my mind, okay, was this Down syndrome person. The problem is, you know, because they look similar.
Yeah.
You don't really know what gender they are, okay? And I don't think the people who were working there with this person also knew what his gender was because the name badge said Kim.
Kim.
Kim. which okay. is primarily a woman's name. Kimberly.
Oh, is it a bloke?
No.
No, the cashier. What's a cashier a bloke?
I don't know, but this is what I'm trying to say, because the name badge said Kim, which is a woman, but you couldn't tell because they look the same. No, that's just a forum asking yeah, where Down syndrome
links to Down syndrome to do the work for me while you talk.
Anyway, as I purchased something, the person, it started ringing it through, and this woman came and helped this person, and she said, "Good boy." Very patronising, like he's gone and collected a ball and brought it back and put it back in her hand and got a good boy. And I looked and I was like, why is this name badge say fucking Kim? Unless it was Kim Jong-un, but Kim's the surname, isn't it?
Kim Jong-un gets hole in one.
What was that thingy where he went, it was like a golf course and he said he got a hole in one? It's like a Chuck Norris, basically Kim Jong-un is like a...
There you go.
That's not Down syndrome, they're from Russia.
Maybe it's a new angle.
What is it with your internet? Oh god, she is
horrible.
What is it? What does it actually say? What is the title of it?
Retarded and horny.
I think she is actually retarded.
There you go, see, we found it. Yeah, retarded and horny. Who said retarded chicks don't like to fuck? Because this
skank sure was having a pussy. Having pussy pounded.
And I was just funny. Everyone listening, our 2 viewers have now become no viewers.
But the thing is...
Many pop-ups.
The thing is... I guarantee the 2 listeners that we have are actually masturbating now. They're just playing it backwards and forwards. Now type it, actually, while we're on it. Look for deaf. Have you heard the noises that deaf people make?
Yes.
Mate, look for deaf porn. Also, Stella, who listens to this show, there's this thing going on at college. We call it Project Deaf Aid. And there's this person at college who is deaf. But she acts retarded. It's a very complicated situation, and hopefully, why is it say deaf, dumb and deaf? Why can't the people just be deaf? But the noises they make are.
I'll do it with the casting.
Yeah, could they? But she's really attractive as well.
See, deaf girls are.
Which beer?
That's mine. I got the little plate holder.
Oh yeah, that one.
Why is this show just intended as watching porn and then commenting?
Okay,
social
so
commentary.
This is the famous couch where they basically. Oh, I've seen this one. I've watched this one already. Have you not watched this one? Bullshit. Really
no, I've not seen this video.
I think she's quiet though. I think that's the issue. She doesn't. She's not very vocal. Just because she's Asian. I love that. I don't think she's deaf. I think she's just Asian.
Well, he's
now he's patronising her by giving her a piece of paper to write down answers, isn't he? I guess it'd be a little more complicated than I need you to take off your clothes. Just pause it. We'll do a commentary for this, okay? We'll do a commentary for this pornography, okay? Basically, she's a blonde Asian.
So dyed blonde.
Dyed Asian. Blonde, Asian, very
about
petite.
5'4".
Yeah, she's obviously sat down, so you can't comment on the height. She's probably about, she's not 6 foot, put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a cardigan and a tight bluish dress.
A roots, I quite like when the roots come through as the natural hair colour. I quite like, I think that's money. But she's petite, very Asian, yeah. I would say. And she's deaf. Well, this is how it's portrayed, that she's deaf. Now the guy who does it, who's blurred, he always has a blurred face. He's gone over with a piece of paper and he's wrote down basically he needs to see her without a top on. Now I'm sorry, all I would have done is gone and I'm just signalling, pointing, and then pointing at my t-shirt and removing off. Let's continue with this pornography. I want to know the plot.
He rapes her on the desk.
She's really attractive, though. So now he's asked her to stand up. Oh, she's getting undressed.
Oh, here we go. Bow wow.
What a body.
Matchy underwear.
Let's just pause it here. Okay. So basically, she's now stood up. She's olive skinned. Matching. Let me just say, guys, you know, ladies out there, the many, many ladies that listen to this show, because, you know, why would they not? Because both of our voices are amazing.
Yeah.
And she is wearing matching underwear. And I have to say, women that have matching underwear...
That's money.
It's pretty money, mate. It's damn attractive. Is that to stand up? How would you describe her physique?
Very beautiful. Perfect.
Beautiful. Absolutely perfect.
Very nice. I'm enjoying her, the nice pink. Lacey.
I like the little lace she's got going on. She's blank, but it's black underwear. She's got a little pink lace down the centre. And she's very attractive. I've never... This is the thing. I've never done an Asian. And I really want
Yes, but if
an
you
Asian.
Look like that...
I think most Asians look nice. I think...
Some are awful
and some are reasonable. Let's continue with the plot. Is he a fireman? Okay, so he's asked her to turn around.
Yeah, she's got a tattoo on her thigh.
Quite a few little tattoos. Really nice bottom on her. Oh, she's reaching behind. The bra's off. Now, how would you describe her titties? Size B, perhaps?
I'm waiting for a good shot.
She's got quite a few tattoos, actually.
Pause.
What did he just say there?
I missed it because I was too busy talking.
You were distracted. He said, because he does that patronising thing you do with deaf people where you talk slowly, you emphasise the words, I want you to bend over. Do you want another beer?
Okay, you keep talking.
Well, no, because you've got to click that, don't you?
I'm a fan with the video.
I'll beer you. I will open it for you. You can.
And we're missing a trick here.
What?
I forgot we have a large player on Pornhub.
Yeah, but it's more the audio. We
can see it better, so we can make more comments.
I'm struggling with this goddamn beer. Why is it not opening? Don't.
The clock's ticking. Tick tock, tick tock.
Yay! There you go, mate. You've been beard. Anyway, we will
continue.
Now, at what point does he ask her about her qualifications? What GCSE she has?
Like a
degree, O levels?
CV.
Perhaps she has a CV with her. But you know, she'd mumble. Her hair's long as well.
Yeah.
The little shimmy. The little shimmy she did. She's taken her underwear off.
She's experienced at this.
Yeah, but she's probably been done by a stepdad many a times.
She's
struggling to take them off, though. I don't. She's contemplating what to do. Okay, she's bent onto the couch.
Oh, she's spread those legs.
Oh, yeah. Would that spoil it for you? Would that spoil it for you?
Put your headphones in.
No, but if she was going, ha, 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 would that spoil it for you?
A bit. But if she looks like that, I really don't look
would
like
that. Would you just do that? Just put your hands behind your ears when you're doing it?
I put my hand over her mouth.
Shut your mouth. Oh, shh. You don't have to do quiet. Anyway, we will continue with this part. You know this is a 12-minute part.
It's a 12-minute video, yeah.
I've usually come by. He's writing again.
He's writing. Maybe he's got like a permanent big marker.
So now he's asking her, he's basically said he needs to see her. Because he's a caster, so she can get into many films. Caster, air quotes. He's asking, he needs to see her masturbate. He's procured from his table some Fanta and a cucumber. Which has brown sugar on it.
Bounce.
Anyway, should I just continue with my story? You can watch this when you're at home.
I'm enjoying. No, I only hear the death sound.
I don't think. I think from what I remember, I think she's pretty quiet.
I will comment the wise orderly place.
Yeah, it's got the U porn tube watermark on the bottom. Try to skip it forward. Let's see the noise. And again, I told you she's not. I think she needs to be banged, and then that's when. No. Keep going. See, she's quiet. She's a great performer, though. Go, right, type in. Type in deaf, loud, fuck in Google. I don't think she's deaf. I think she's faking it.
keep looking.
Ah, fuck it. Anyway.
I just play this so you keep talking.
No, because you're just watching porn, which made me doing a podcast.
It's fine. We're validating the point. If it takes an hour, it takes an hour.
Oh, no. Why do you have to pick... Of all the pornographers, you picked a 40-year-old woman. Oh, mate. That
there's just... no sound to that one.
Oh, right.
The porn's gone away now. The porn has gone away.
What was I talking about?
Death
talking about death, yeah. Well, no, I wasn't even talking. I was talking about the Down syndrome person and the thing. I don't know how we got on with pornography. Anyway, so this name badge, it says Kim.
Yeah.
But she says, that's a good boy, because he managed to not dribble on the note that he gave me back, or it gave me back. There was a few more. Every store you go into, every single shop you go into, there's always some kind of retard somewhere. Just, I took many I'm going to get my phone out. I'm going to procure my phone to prove the point. We went into a rather large department store. A short bus pulled up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't take a picture of the short bus. However, I would like to think...
If you are playing along at home, do not forget to send your short bus pictures to...
I don't know. What is the email?
JadeViews@hotmail.com.
Where's my... There he is. This is the thingy store. And there he was. I took a picture of him. I thought he was fantastic. He was just standing there. He wasn't doing anything. He just stood there. How would you describe him?
Zoned out.
Doubt. Also, as well, we went to another store. And this was... this was Lee. How would you describe Lee? Let me just zoom in on Lee.
That is what CR is going to look like
I love the fact that basically he's got this blue polo shirt, this works polo shirt, and
he's fat.
No, but his nipples, they look like eyes, and his belly button looks like a mouth doing like that. I thought that was fantastic. Then we went into another shop, and you know, have you ever watched Undateables?
No.
People with autism. Immediately, as soon as I walked through the door, hello, how are you today? And I looked at this guy was like, stood upright, like bolt upright, and I was like, oh yeah, the weather is nice, is it good? And I was like, oh, fucking hell. I literally walked to the bottom of the store and he was watching me, and then I walked out again. and he was just like, okay, great, now bye. And I thought, fucking hell. So, but no, it's just, it was just full.
Cars and money.
These money retards. I ain't got a clever segue.
I have a tar story. I will tell my tar story. What do you think of the segue?
Oh, fuck it, no, we're just talking about tars. Keep going, mate.
I went to see...
Why is all of my recent shows be fucking shit? I think it's because I expel all my energy trying to help you in last week to make your show extra special.
My shows are just pretty damn good.
Your shows are amazing. You know what would be good? You know, if we had like a voting thing where people voted if which one we have the better show, if you had the better show, if I had the better show, and then we give ourselves a hand job. You know what you're going to do? You're going to have a laptop on the dash of your car watching that Asian bank get banged. It's my sat nav, officer. Anyway, continue talking about your retard.
Well, I sent you about one from Manchester.
Which? Oh, the.
Timmy.
No, I don't remember that. I remember talking about it, but I've never seen a picture.
I sent you a picture. I have the picture for you.
I remember seeing Timmy.
Essentially, I would see Lynyrd Skynyrd at Manchester.
Who's that?
Some rock bands.
Are they a good rock band?
I reckon they are. And I took and sent you that photo. Timmy!
Oh yeah, I remember that.
No problem. My tar story continue.
Was it Living a Lie?
And I would see
Living a Lie!
Avengers Age of Ultron. Not a problem. And during the film I could hear it was like if it was coming behind me, it was like someone shouting arguing, generally ruining the film.
Yeah. Did you was watching a film?
Yeah.
And this person was making noises. Yeah, and you were at this point you were getting tempted to turn around and at least express an angry facial gesture.
I was getting ready to turn around and go, I'm trying to do it, but I paid my £7.
Is it £7 now to watch a film?
I think so.
Who did you go with?
I went by my own mate.
I would have come.
You were on holiday.
Oh, sorry. I mean, we haven't seen much of the new Fast and Furious either, have we?
No.
Gonna go down well, isn't it?
So you hear all these fucking noises. And you get to the point, you go, turn around and tell him to shut the fuck up.
What were the noises?
But you're just shouting words out.
Yeah. X, Y, Z. They're just going, ah!
Yeah, but he's in that relationship, but he's kind of
living a lie.
He kind of went with what was up on the machine. I was mocking the film. He's rather getting more annoyed.
That's so right. What? So it, when you say mocking, how would his humour work?
So like, it would be a fight. He goes, "Oh, fine, yeah, fine." Not a problem. About 3/4 of the way through the film, going to the end of the action sequence, as the film does, I spotted the tard in the wheelchair.
Was this the one shouting?
Yeah. And he sat in his wheelchair with his handler. He always got to have a handler. And, shoot. And it kind of ruined the whole film for me.
And what was this film? Avengers?
Avengers 2.
I think that's the average audience for Avengers anyway, to be honest, mate.
But, hey.
Actually, it's funny if you say that.
I bet, because this retailer sat on the left side where the entry and exit was. And on the far side of the floor bit was another retard in another wheelchair.
And was he making similar noises? Were they battling each other?
They might as well have been battling each other.
I wish they would have battled each other.
Keep tards out of cinemas.
I had, I don't see if I've still got it. You've just reminded me speaking about that. Yeah, here we go. This was on the tram, okay? This was another retard. I do have an issue. As you know, I do like the tards, and I do take many pictures of the tards, and I don't masturbate, not yet anyway. I might masturbate over the tard. Now this tard,
if you keep googling for fucking dancing room porn, mate.
I'm right, when you're gone, mate, I'm gonna have a look. And she was 4 foot, and she was retarded. She was 4 foot. She had a handler, okay, but her handler was also retarded.
It's not two of them. It's one of us.
He was about 7 foot tall. With a ponytail. It was not a good look.
Greasy hair.
She had greasy hair, yeah.
Greasy face.
But she kept, and she had one of those fake Tommy Hilfiger thingies on. You know, it just says like Tommy Dill Digger or something, Gold Digger or something. I don't fucking know. But yeah, no, I just found it amusing. I do like taking pictures of retards.
Maybe you have your own tard gallery.
I might do, actually, yeah. I'll have to think of somewhere. I could put like clippings and clip them all up somewhere. I don't know. Should I just go on with the topic?
Just go with it.
I've got a lot of food related on it.
I mean, anyone could stomach food now if you're talking about retards.
All of my topics are retards and food, and that's all it is. I'll tell you what, we'll go for something a little bit more lighthearted, I think.
It's retard for a Timmy!
I'm going to get something a little bit more lighthearted, you know, just to liven the mood. Teenager accused of sexually abusing 4-year-old girl. Told police she had a crush on me. Now, how would you describe the person, please?
Which one? The big photo?
The brother. Oh,
that's not a good look.
What
dark,
is
dark, greasy hair, a scraggly beard, the kind of typical American high school student loner.
But he's...
The one who's more likely to shoot the school up.
It's weird facial hair, though, isn't it? Because it's like all patchy. And it's like, hey, there's a side mugshot, where it's really thin. It's almost like stubble. And then he's got like an inch worth of a growth of hair.
He looks like the kind of student is going to shoot your school up.
He does, doesn't he?
Where's he from?
His name is Stephen Nelson.
From?
And we'll get there.
Oh, why would you need to warn the listeners to get out of their schools?
What?
They're listening to get out of their schools before he shoots them.
No, but he says sexually abused. He's not going to shoot anybody. He wants to abuse.
1 week he's sexually abused. Next week's mass murder.
Oh, mass sexual abuse. So he's sexually abusing many fat people.
The fat guy strangler.
Stephen Nelson, 19, was held after allegedly
touching and the kisser,
and taking pictures of the little girl's genitals. A man accused of sexually abusing a 4-year-old girl told stunt cops she had a crush on him. Stephen Nelson, 19, of Phoenix, Arizona, so America.
Run Arizona, people.
Was held on charges of sexual exploitation and molestation. I love that word. Is it
molestation.
We were saying molestation. Molestation.
Molestation. What's molestation? Like a fucking ice cream or something?
That's a magnum. After allegedly touching and taking photographs of the youngster's genitals. But police say Nelson told them the little girl grabbed hold of his hand and forced him to touch her private parts.
Unlikely.
The thing is, okay, he's obviously a nerd.
Yeah.
But if a four-year-old grabbed my hand, I'm pretty sure I could pull my hand away.
I'm pretty sure I could strangle the four-year-old. With
I'm pretty sure I could choke slam the four-year-old if I was.
How many four-year-olds do you reckon you could take before you beat you?
Oh, that's a good question. But then you've got some of the fat 9-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and then you've got the Asian ones all know karate, mate. They come out of the womb and they know how to kung fu chop you.
Exactly. So
I would say, would you say 6?
I'd say it's more towards 10.
We're talking male or female?
Mates.
Hold on, I'm imagining myself. They're quite small, aren't they?
Quite small, Tim. There's a lot of kicking.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to say 9. Or 8?
I think you can take the first wave, but after that you're going to start getting tired, because those 4-year-olds take a lot of
back. But, to be fair, you can keep them all on, but are they all coming for you at the same time?
Yeah, it's like a wave.
Do you have a weapon? Like a broom? You can just...
You're going to have your hands and feet.
I'm going to ask you, okay, if you had 10 4-year-olds attacking you,
yeah,
would you fight back? Or would you try and push them away? Or would you go, gah, and then pick one up and start ramming the rest and go, gah, gah?
I'd be like, no, stop, and then just walk away. Because I think I am quite tall, and you have a 4-year-old, I'd just go, there's a 4-year-old attacking me,
and just step over. No, but we're not talking about a 4-year-old. We're talking about 10 4-year-olds.
No, because then I have to envision the 4-year-olds are encircling me. Yeah, I'm not standing... Demonstrating,
and then running up to you and punching you and kicking you.
Just step over it.
Would you not
kick?
Would you not pretend to just clothesline the ball? I would pick one up and use it as a weapon. So I think I would pick one up by the leg and just swing it wildly. No, not the fat one, because the fat one's
more mass.
No, but the fat one.
If you can get out to speed,
but the fat one's likely to not attack you anyway because it exerts too much energy. He's probably eating a Kit Kat somewhere in the corner. But and also, my defence would say, yes, they are only 4, but there's 10 of them, which means that they equate to 40 years of age.
Exactly.
So, because I'm younger, you know, I don't think that would go down very well. But
always defend yourself.
Yeah, I would say so. What if you had knives? I'm just saying, what if they had knives? You wouldn't, you choke slam them. You take the knife off of him, you choke slam him. You choke slam him through a table. You would actually grab them in the choke slam position and go, right, where's the nearest table? And then you'd look into people's gardens and go, oh, he's got a down thing. And choke slam!
Allegedly, a father is accused of killing his 4-year-old child using the last ride wrestling move.
Was that the one where it's over the top of your head and then the legs are perched on your shoulders?
Yeah, and you lift them up and rah, into the canvas.
I'm trying to, what finishing move would I use to kill a 4-year-old?
I heard a crippler cross.
I was waiting for that reference. I heard that's a very, very good. In fact, it's so powerful, it can kill yourself. I think I would go for the chase then, because you get so much perch, you feel so strong and manly. And you just like, oh, that car roof. Joke slap!
DDT. You plow his head into the floor.
No, but you got to kick him, haven't you? Are you talking about the...
Well, you got a 4-year-old, you have to kick that. You grab it. And if you get the right angle, onto a curb.
Oh, you know the Booker T scissor kick? Because they just literally fold in on themselves. You go, gah! And then they go, like that. Oh, it'd be that. Yeah, I'd like that. Or what I think, well, Socko. You can take your sock off and start ramming it down their throat.
Strangle him with it.
You didn't realise that there's a lot of people who don't watch wrestling.
They're just lost now.
This episode is a complete one. People don't like pornography or wrestling. Sorry about that, guys. You might want to skip an episode. Or maybe a different podcast.
We'll do.
Anyway, it's Nelson. I've got a segue somehow. The victim's father notified police after he walked into his daughter's room. Allegations contained in the arrest's officer's report state. So,
what was the situation? Did he walk into the room and his 4-year-old was laying in bed with him?
No, but it sounds like the 4-year-old, because he had to have been in that child's room. So did the little 4-year-old go, do you want to go on a date? And he's like, what for? And she's like, oh, I've got Xbox and Doritos.
No, if he's going to go on a date with 4-year-old, I need to be hanging myself in this cupboard.
If you're four, can you speak?
Yeah.
When do you start talking? Is it two?
Year and a half.
Is it, but you talk like a monk.
Yeah, you got the yakky yak yak. When you start falling words, right? 18 months
ago. I want to know how he actually ended up going there. Apparently, it goes on to say he found Ursula and Gould watching a movie. What movie? He's not exactly going to watch The Matrix with a 4-year-old, is he?
Better watch it Frozen.
Yeah, I bet, yeah. Or maybe SpongeBob. I don't know, would I watch? Yeah, I probably would, actually. The thing is, I think if I had a kid and he was young enough, I'd probably be watching all the movies on purpose, and when he starts talking, like, shut up! I want to know what happens
next. I'm watching this.
I want to know about the Krabby Patty. Nelson is said to have claimed the girls, blah, blah, blah. The victim stood up, and her pants were around her ankles. The arresting officer wrote, but that doesn't make sense. Because he said that she grabbed her hand. He grabbed...
Maybe she took her panties down.
She grabbed his hand.
Took a nappy off.
You're talking about the retards again. It's only nappy port. The girl's father told the officer...
I know, but if you put it on Google, you'll find a million.
Oh, you will. It's a fetish, isn't it? The girl's father told the officer he spoke with the daughters privately and the girl divulged the inappropriate activity. She also alleged Nelson took...
He dragged out the house going, I was framed!
A search warrant was executed in the home and authorities said they found a camera matching the description provided by the lad. Nelson was arrested and booked into jail, charged with sexual conduct with a minor, sexual exploitation of a minor and molestation of a child. I don't understand why they've used minor two times, but then decided to use child as the third. You
drive the point home.
You'd go sexual conduct with a minor.
Because a minor could be anywhere between nothing and...
No, sexual conduct with a minor, sexual exploitation of a minor, molestation of a minor. Maybe minor means it's in a minor. Like a minor, I've got a pickaxe, I've got to mine some coal, you know, I don't know.
Okay, it's point these miners for my own personal gain.
Papers nowadays are just a little bit petty. We'll move on to something else that's probably going to be related to child molestation as well. McDonald's unveils a new hamburger. I don't remember the Hamburglar, do you?
I
don't think we had the Hamburglar.
Yeah, that's more of an American thing.
Yeah.
Because we had Ronald McDonald's, that was it.
I think they have Ronald McDonald's as well.
I think we only had
Ronald McDonald, yeah. I think we had more than that. I don't know, I can't
remember.
Well,
kids are like, oh, let's take me to McDonald's, but it's a clown, and kids don't like clowns.
I just spotted an amazing article. Can I just skip it? Honestly, mate, look at this. Just look at the article. I'm going to
I actually passed out this article this morning.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is live on the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the Hamburglar. And then I'm going to move to that other article because that was fantastic. But anyway, McDonald's unveils new Hamburglar after sexy makeover. But not everyone thinks he's tasty. The character in the new look has caused a divide between those who think he's creepy and those who think he's not. Now, from our perspective, Ronald McDonald was a freaky motherfucker anyway. Yeah.
Anyone who's seen it already.
He was like this fast food Santa.
Yeah.
Where he would encourage children to sit on his knee to give him a burger. It's very fucked up.
Pedophile McDonald.
Remember that the McDonald's Hamburglar, well, he's back, but not as you know him. Because instead of being...
Is that the original one in the picture, just to interrupt?
No, that's the new look. He's holding a McRib. Is that a McRib sandwich?
I'm not sure, but back...
Hold on a minute.
That just looks fucking...
Hold on a minute. How is he holding that burger? Because where's his thumb at? He's holding it with just four fingers.
Maybe he's got like burger maglev hands. So his hands have been nearly attracted to
What do you bet? There's these fucking, you know, those god awful, you know, oh God, think of the children.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, it encourages children to steal cheeseburgers.
You think of the children.
I think he's a sexy looking guy. Maybe that's maybe it exploits.
To be fair, I disagree. I think he looks like a fucking.
Just to describe him, he's wearing a what are those hats and trilbies?
Fedora.
Is it fedora? He's got a mask on, like this black mask where you can just see his eyes.
He's got a black masquerade.
He's wearing a black like jacket. He's got a black and white striped sort of
convict.
convict t-shirt. He's wearing
red
a hamburger tie, and he's got these red leather gloves. Actually, I would like a car interior with that leather colour. I think it's a nice colour. I think he's a good looking guy. He looks gay. He looks like Ricky Martin.
Yeah, it's not doing it.
I think he would take up the shit.
I want to avoid McDonald's for doing that.
But instead of being funny little cartoon wearing a mask and striped jumper, he's now all grown up into a suburban dad with a chiseled jaw and a flowing trench coat.
That's much better.
That's the old one,
yeah. Yeah, that's much better.
McDonald's announced...
I think this is why people didn't like Ginger Kids, because he's blatantly ginger there.
Why has he only got one tooth?
He's got one tooth.
We don't
see. So the same hat, same...
Who else has got one tooth?
See, that's Christmas.
Yeah, your tooth, the tooth. Did you say your name there?
No, I said his name.
No, you didn't. You said such and such. We'll say CR, and then you said the person's name. Well, you might have to check that.
I'll double check.
We might have to bleep that bit.
Post-production.
Anyway, Joel Yang. What is it with names in that? I can't... I'm going to... Joel Yashanki. No, because it says Yashin, and then it says Sky. Yashanki. That's not right.
Joel Sky.
I don't know. McDonald's Vice President of US Marketing, Marshable. The new Hamburglar had sometimes grow up a bit. He's been busy raising family in the suburbs. He's looking involved all the time. But since he's brand new and he's been circulating around this, it's become clear the public are divided over his look. I'm sorry, you can't get any worse than the old mascot because he looks like a turd burglar.
But he's got red hair, one tooth.
You sure it's not Chris Evans?
He looks
like Chris Evans.
He looks like Steve from Family Guy, who's wearing a fucking mask and a hat.
And had one tooth.
So they got the oval football shaped head.
One bemused Twitter user wrote, "What is with the new Hamburglar? Seems kind of creepy." What, over the old one?
No, I fucking agree. The new one's a lot creepier.
I don't think it is. I think the old one's even worse.
Creepy motherfucker.
But others were much happier with the reinventation, with other Twitter users writing, "Oh my god." And they've not done OMG. They've not done OMG. They've actually spelt it, "Oh my god." That new Hamburglar. Can I just say, this is actually the quote from Twitter. I'm not making this up. "Oh my god. That new Hamburglar. Oh my god. He can steal my burgers any day."
Bitch.
And then another
fat
one.
Fucking bitch.
And then another person said the same. McDonald's has recently revealed that hundreds of restaurants are set to close following a drastic global plummet in sales.
But we don't have money to design a new
hamburger. I'm surprised at that. The legendary multinational company has earmarked up to 350 outlets for the chop after drop. What? Chop after drop? Oh, I chop jobs. And yeah, maybe. The company has...
outlets for the chop after a drop in sales.
Also, I think we should vote because it's given the option to vote.
So there's a vote. What do you think of the new hamburger look? Creepy, hot, or bring back the cartoon guy?
I think it's hot.
Creepy.
Rock, paper, scissors? Are you doing that way? We're going one, two, three, like that?
Yeah. Okay. One, two, three, go.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Creepy it is, mate.
You're putting it creepy, okay. Oh, the voting is creepy 20.4%, hot 33.2%, but overwhelmingly 46.3% say bring back the cartoon guy.
Bring back the cartoon guy. Yeah.
And, oh, what is this? This woman's boyfriend cheated on her, so he posted a bedroom video of herself with another guy. That is amazing. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the older article I found. Was it, should I do it forward? Yes, here we go. This is my segue.
Here we go.
Woman. It's a woman.
Put
dead skin shavings from her feet in her family's milk. Sarah P. Schrock. Do you mean define milk? It's white.
It could be breast milk. It could be male milk. Cow milk. Goat milk.
It just says family's milk. So I'm
saying. So using the sentence.
I like to pour this milk on my cereal.
Sarah B. Sharrock is said to have contaminated the milk with dead skin feet, or skin from her feet, and then served it to her family. How would you describe the lady?
Meth addict.
She does look terrible, doesn't she? She's got horrible skin complexion, and I'm not feeling the haircut either.
She's kind of washed out grey.
Why would you not smile? Why would you not smile for your mugshot?
Because she's a miserable old woman.
A woman is accused of putting dead skin shavings in her family's Donate milk. Money. Sarah Preston Schrock is said to have contaminated the milk with dead skin from her feet and then served it to her family members at her home. The 56-year-old from Mechanicsville.
Mechanicsville, Virginia.
I can read the Virginia bit, but Mechanicsville? Nice name.
That sounds fabulous to me.
Was arrested on Wednesday and was charged with poisoning or contaminating food. Why would you be poisoned from dead skin cells?
Maybe she's got any number of skin diseases.
Maybe. Imagine grating a bunion or something. Ugh. Three cans of assault. What? Charged with poisoning. Three cans of assault.
Maybe she beat them because they won't drink her milk.
And failure to comply with a peace order. What?
Please, ma'am, you need to keep the peace. Keep the peace, please, ma'am.
The poisoning or contamination of food charges is a felony punishable by up to 25 years.
Well, she's like 70 anyway.
Poison or contamination of food charges? So, if you got poisoned, say if we went up the road and had a kebab and got poisoned.
That's most likely going to happen anyway.
You could
if
you was in the state of Virginia, you could put them in jail for 25 years. But it just says the poisoning.
Then you go back and I'm going to sue you in Virginia, America. Why? Because I put you away for 25 fucking years, mate.
Schrock's third arrest in 9 days. On April the 28th, she was arrested on suspicion of assaulting a woman and later bailed. She was handed a peace order, which she said had to breach on the May 3rd by the verbal contract of the alleged victim. And that is it. Ooh, she's nice. Model Nina Agdal warns fans about the danger of not wearing sunscreen with a topless selfie.
Yes, topless. Here we go.
Are they fake? She's very pretty, though.
I was watching an advert talking about sunscreen. I'm going to segue here.
Okay.
I was watching an advert. I was watching the television.
What the fuck is that? Millionaire Chloe Matthews shows off her huge chest. Oh, God, that is awful.
That is fake. Ladies and gentlemen, that is...
Speaking of fake, Peter Andre.
And basically it's... make sure you use UV skit, sunscreen in the sun. So all these pictures were... putting sunscreen on, this. And it shows them under UV light. And the key thing here, it shows them under UV light and they all look like they're wearing blackface. And so this is the most racist thing I've ever seen.
What?
Well, if you weren't listening, you weren't listening.
No, I was listening.
You can listen back to the show and find out what I thought.
Okay, I'll listen back. Check out a girl quits panel and after must search her bra for stolen cash in front of shoppers. She was made to feel like a criminal after female sewer carried out bra search on female staff.
You know, like the first day, guys.
She looks like... She looks like a dwarf. She's got like a dwarfish face.
She's very young.
Anyway, that's not the article. This is the problem. I get a bit sidetracked with these things. Okay, we're gonna talk about cocaine. You spoke about it in the last episode last week.
And I referenced this article.
I managed to find it. So I thought it was good enough to speak about. Grandmother thinks she has won a Willy Wonka style golden ticket after finding a cocaine packet in her granola bar. Did you ever watch Willy Wonka?
Multiple times.
The old one?
The old one, not the new one.
Which one did you prefer?
The old one.
Do you think Gene Hackman is money?
It is a good film.
I think he's fucking hilarious.
I've got a golden ticket.
I just like some of the... You know where it's just like, oh, can you shout a little loud? I'm a trifle deaf in this. Yeah. money. God.
Oompa loompa dooba dee doo.
If you are wiser, you will go far. Anyway, what's that? Signaling dad, footy shows dad, slapping weeping daughter, and karate kicking another in the face.
We just
cannot
read it, please.
What? Sorry about it. Look, it says here, sickening
no,
footage.
I've read, guys, for all these articles before I came out.
Father reveals why he's killed daughter. Anyway, sorry, we'll get. What are we on for time?
49 minutes. First 5 minutes was wrestling or porn, so.
Fuck. Cynthia Rodriguez, 60, found the Class A drug inside a small plastic bag and fears what could have happened if her grandchild had found. Why did he always have to bring children?
More importantly, did she do the cocaine or did she bring it?
I'm going to find out. Grandmother found cocaine in a healthy granola. While I question the term healthy granola bar, they are packed with sugar and butter. They're not as
cocaine
healthy.
Cocaine is healthy because all it does is burn calories.
No, but granola bars aren't as healthy as people maintain that they are. They're not that healthy. Sometimes chocolate bars are healthier than granola bars because they're just covered in sugar and shit. She thought she had won a Willy Wonka style golden ticket. Cynthia Rodriguez, 60, she said she found the Class A drug inside a small plastic bag embezzled with the dollar signs tucked inside the bar's wrapper. But Cynthia didn't realise it was a packet of high quality cocaine. How did they know it's high quality cocaine?
We have a test thing and they test it. It's like, is this high quality?
How did they test it?
I think we do it. Because when you cut, it's called cutting cocaine.
Don't they
prep it?
Don't they dab a bit on the thing and lick it?
You don't lick it, you put it in your gums. So you put, get it on your finger, you rub it into your gums.
And what happens?
And then you absorb it.
But
you still have a taste, XYZ. But when you cut, we use baby milk, XYZ, so you're snorting all that. So you say, we did last week, we did how much a gram of cocaine is. XYZ, was it 30, 40 quid, yeah?
Yeah.
If you're paying 30, 40 quid for a gram of cocaine,
yeah,
you're probably getting, 70%? If you're lucky.
So you reckon it's spliced with, skim milk?
Yeah.
Just to bulk it out?
Yeah.
That's naughty. You shouldn't do that, people. That's naughty.
So if you get a high quality hit of cocaine,
yeah,
that means it's probably about 90%.
It's pure cocaine, yeah.
If you say it's high quality, the higher percentage cocaine to shit.
This is a great drugs podcast. It's just we're doing a whole episode just on drugs. I was munching it from the wrapper, and when I finished eating it, like the crumbs, I shook out to get them. A little packet popped out.
Did you munch of a granola bar or cocaine?
It said the granola bar.
Oh, we used to have those granola bars at home.
They're horrible. The grandma, do you like them?
No.
I think they're fucking disgusting.
They're all about Kellogg Squares.
The grandma then called the granola bar makers Nature Valley, but they told her to go to the police. The police tested it and said, congratulations, this is high quality cocaine.
Congratulations, this is high quality.
She now fears what could have happened if one of her, 11 grandchildren.
Close your legs, love.
Close your fucking daughter's legs. Three of which lived with her and had opened the wrapper. Sure. What if one of the grandchildren had eaten it? She said, I still have Audie boxes of Nature Valley and we haven't touched them because I'm so afraid.
Why don't you go through them and see if there's any cocaine in there? Then sell that cocaine. Were you listening last week, love?
It's only a small
sell
packet.
Sell the cocaine.
It's only a small packet. Not that much.
You sell the cocaine.
San Antonio.
Money.
You finished?
No. Go on.
Keep going.
I'm done. Go.
San Antonio police in Texas confirmed they have launched the investigation. It's somewhat disturbing case, Sergeant. Oh, good for fuck's sake. They spell Sergeant Rock. That's not how you spell Sergeant. Salazar told Ken's 5 the narcotics unit is following up on it. Can you imagine what the narcotics unit is? It's probably just a fucking hatchback car. The bag had a fairly decent amount of cocaine to a child. It could seem there was candy or something more inconspicuous. I don't fucking know. You think of a child getting whole. I'm not going. I fuck these children. The guy at the start tried to anyway. Nature Valley manufacturer General Mills said it was confident the cane was not packaged with the bar at the company factory. They don't know that.
Well, it was inside the packet, so it must have been done at the factory.
I think.
Dios mio, I've lost my cocaine.
I'm missing a straight.
What's that? Pregnant man addicted to what?
No, pregnant mob.
Pregnant man.
The show's fucking shit. Why is all my show shit?
Get on with it. Fast as you can.
Pregnant mum addicted to eating rocks says, I feel ashamed, but I have to do it. While most mums want pickles or sushi, women who eat... Woman... What the... Who wrote this fucking art? Woman who is 8 months pregnant can't stop eating rock despite health risks. You're not looking at pornography, are you?
Here you go.
Why are you looking at porn?
Keep going.
fucks? Why are you ruining my podcast?
I'm not ruining your podcast.
You are ruining my podcast. I'm not ruining your podcast. With your endless jibber jabbers.
It's fine, mate. I'm building a nice suspense bit for the end of the show.
A pregnant mum is putting her and an unborn baby's health at risk with her bizarre craving eating rocks. I don't think you could eat rocks. How are you supposed to crush a rock up?
Maybe you're like steel jaw.
While most women want chocolate ice cream or even strange food combination during pregnancy, the woman named only as Sylvia has probably the strangest craving ever. She features a programme called My Extraordinary Pregnancy, which is being uploaded onto YouTube. In the footage, Sylvia of New York... Why is everything in America?
Because America is just fucked.
Talks candidly about her addiction.
They are the worst.
Despite doctors warning her, she is at risk of disease and developing stomach problems. What did you... Oh, fuck off. They say at home, mum of two says, I feel I'm really upset and dozy. Shame, but I have to do it. Someone would eat pickles or sushi. I would love that. The footage shows Sylvia HV walking around the yard of her home.
Did she have her rocks well done?
She's looking for suitable rocks to eat. What is a suitable rock to eat?
Small and swallowable.
I don't...
At what point
do I go out to either one the front guy to go, oh, that rock's eatable.
Rock salad.
What food could you make with a rock?
Rock pasta?
You could do rock pasta.
You could have a rock steak.
Rock cake? Does rock cakes exist? Rock stew?
Yeah, stew. Yeah, that'd be good. Be probably a bit hard, but...
She says, when I see certain rocks, my mouth waters.
What?
It's like when you see something that you really want to eat, like pussy. I don't understand, like, how anybody can find a rock and they go, now that looks tasty.
That is a tasty rock.
What are we on for time?
We have to clarify, this is not rock we get at Seaside, this is actual rocks, yeah?
This is... Oh! You've just reminded me. You've just reminded me. This is my sat nav. basically, on my... if you can hear that, this is my new maraca, the Jade Views maraca. I got very, very angry. It took me on a 50... I was trying to get home. It took me on a 50-minute detour to literally a dead end. A dead, absolute end. I lost my rag. Opened my car and opened my door and I smashed my sat nav and now it's
you ready. Never.
But while I was away on holiday, I bought you some presents.
Yeah.
I actually always forgot about this.
There you go, sir.
Thank you, mate. A box of presents. Well, a bag of presents.
Ooh. Got a poster.
It's a Minecraft
poster. A Minecraft poster.
Because I know how much you like Minecraft.
Because Minecraft is money.
Yes. If you don't want it, I'll have it.
I have a stick of rock. Pink.
Somebody's giving you the wrong one.
That is the right though.
Yeah. But I've picked a different... Oh, well, you got... So, for people who don't know about rock, there's this strange... That is a light-up yo-yo.
It's a light-up yo-yo. I'm actually going to get the official new yo-yo out.
I know you've always wanted a light-up yo-yo, and I've bought you...
I want one for Christmas.
And I've bought you a light-up yo-yo, because I'm that nice. But I bought one.
You've got the finger nut ready.
I bought one for myself, and
let's see if I remember how to do this.
You have to give it a bit of welly for it to light up.
I can still yo-yo.
And again.
I need to adjust my grip.
Oh shit! There's something about a light up yo-yo that was just. You do realize this podcast is just resulted to
yes
to me trying
fuck you pro skills. Still got it.
For people who don't know, in the UK, we have these things called sticks of rock. And this is what reminds me.
It's basically pure sugar.
Yeah, it is basically a lump of sugar. I know you're probably not going to eat it, but I left a price on it as well. Let me scratch that off.
What else do we have in the bag of mystery? You throw them, and they
smack and they crack and they bang. I thought what might be quite funny is if you're driving along and you threw them out window and you're like, drive by!
Snap attack!
But...
Thank you, mate.
They actually are. For people that don't know, Jenny's are classed as fireworks.
Well, he's halfway there to the annual.
For people that don't know, these are like little. They look like little teardrops. Have you ever thrown one before?
Many years ago.
As a kid, they're like little teardrop. Ooh. There you go. That was an accidental.
But yeah, a spike on that, mate.
But yeah, they do work anyway, and I've got another one on me as well. They're good though, aren't they? I thought what you could probably do is throw them out your car window at people. And they also do actually spark as well, so people, when you can shout drive by, and then you'll get the police.
Drive slowly away.
There you go, mate. And stick a rock.
Thank you, mate.
Hey, you're more than welcome. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't. It's kind of been another. We're over an hour.
That's too after. I don't know. Maybe because of the point earlier.
I don't think there's
any. My ear is very itchy.
We probably need to clean it. That's probably why. It's been another shit episode. Something seems to be going wrong with my episodes.
You're out of form, mate.
Yeah. Well, I can't really.
Too much watching porn. Too much talking about wrestling.
Too much death porn. I like death porn. Death porn is fantastic. But I think that's it. I'm not going to waste anybody else's time. This show's gone long enough.
Join us next week for a Rampage episode.
I'm just thinking. You had something set ready for the show, the end of the show.
I did.
And?
Here we go. In keeping with the theme of the show.
Is this actually... Have you actually listened to any of this?
I was just going to go with cutting scene, just click a link. So either that one or that one.
Go for anything and I'll
we'll do... We'll go with this one. Right, here we go.
I'll do a talk over that. This is probably going to be about an end,
but...
After this commercial break. I think ladder. All the way up. Jacket all the way up. Oh, yes. This has been episode... What, we on episode 17, 18?
18.
This has been episode 18 of Jaded News. I've been Walter Mullins.
I've been Tony Rampage.
Take it easy. And ladies... Take it deep.
Take it deep. Oh, good night.
Goodbye.